For years, there were a few competitive female chess players in Chicago public schools. Tournaments were dominated by male competitors. So a couple female students started a nonprofit called Queens United Chess. And 4 years later, it's up to 500 members. From member station WBEZ, Nereida Moreno checks in.
A crowd of first and second graders at Chicago's Ogden Elementary split up in pairs on a recent Thursday to play chess. They're kind enough to walk me through the rules.
This is a castle. This is a queen. This is a king. These are pawns.
Bishop.
And then bishops can go diagonal.
The kids are taking free lessons thanks to Queens United Chess. The group partnered with the school district and the Renaissance Knights Chess Foundation to bring the game into 10 schools across Chicago. All the instructors are girls and women.
And it's great because we didn't have a chess club when I was here, so it's great that we were able to bring chess to Ogden.
That's president and co-founder Maggie Siganova. She's a high school senior and a former Ogden student.
So I started playing competitive chess, I guess relatively late, around fifth, sixth grade. And then I joined both my middle school and now on my high school teams.
Only 15% of competitive chess players in the U.S. are women. Maggie and her former schoolmate Lizzie Brand started the group in 2019 to get more girls in the game. They want female players to feel a sense of community, especially at tournaments where boys tend to outnumber the girls.
That's a big reason why girls don't continue chess in high school. So we try to find these girls who are still excited about chess, excited about teaching chess, and they're the ones that help teach these introductory chess lessons.
Queens United also offers virtual, private, and smaller group lessons, all for free. So far, they've worked with about 550 students in Chicago and across the U.S.
We lost our queen, right? But what's better than taking the queen? How do we win the game?
Across the hall, Maggie leads a separate class of third and fourth graders. They're calmer than the first and second graders, but more competitive.
I can't wait to play other people and learn their strategies and what they know. I want to use their knowledge against them.
That's 8-year-old Ellie Margvelashvili. She learned to play chess from her grandfather.
Playing chess kind of brings me back to him, kind of, since he lives all the way across the ocean in Georgia, Eastern Europe, because that's where my family's from. It just helps me get away from everything, think, this is a whole other life and I'm controlling it.
Today, Ellie plays a friendly game against her classmate, Anaya Tucker. They've been taking lessons since February.
The queen can do anything in life. That's kind of like us.
That's 9-year-old Anaya. She enjoys the game and wants to teach more of her friends how to play, but she's also motivated to win.
If someone says that girls can't do something, I'll prove them wrong. If it's basketball, I'll play one-on-one basketball on them and beat them. If it's chess, I'll play one-on-one chess with them and beat them, you know?
Anaya and Ellie are exactly the type of girls Maggie hopes to reach through Queens United. The group recently launched a podcast on Spotify to spotlight more women in chess. And even though she's graduating this year, Maggie plans to keep teaching and playing chess in the years to come.
The game just becomes more fun through not just playing, but also being to teach and still be a role model in a sense for younger students.
For Here and Now, I'm Nereida Moreno.